Cody is next in Loma Linda, California. Hi, Cody. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a question about extending my router signal.
Okay. What's the question? I guess I should let you ask the question, then I'll answer it. Cody? Hello?
Yeah.
What would you like to know? Are you having trouble with your Wi-Fi? Is it not working very well?
Well, we just moved to a bigger house, and upstairs our internet is just super slow.
Cody, are you the tech guy in your family?
Yes.
It's all on your shoulders, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, Mom and Dad say, Cody, we can't get Wi-Fi upstairs. Could you fix that?
Yeah.
Where does the internet come in? Where's the internet box?
So we are getting microwave internet, and we have a cable just running into our router.
Yeah, where is that router? Is it downstairs?
Downstairs.
Yeah, so the router is obviously where your Wi-Fi begins. And if you have one Wi-Fi access point, you can kind of think of, you know, when you throw a rock in a lake and the ripples come out of from where the rock hit, that's kind of it.
Yeah.
So the Wi-Fi access point is like where the rock hit the water, and then the Wi-Fi is coming out in ripples. And, of course, as it gets farther and farther away from the router, it gets weaker and weaker. And it's even worse if there's stuff in between, like walls. It's even worse if there's walls with metal, or, you know, metal's really death for Wi-Fi. It can't go through metal. So it is the Wi-Fi itself is microwave. It operates at between 2.4 gigahertz and 5 gigahertz, very high frequency. The higher the frequency, the more likely it's going to bounce off stuff. So what we do with Wi-Fi, if we want to get it upstairs, there's a few things you can do. You could put another router upstairs, but you'd have to somehow get the internet up there, you know, with a wire.
My dad was thinking about that. But
that's the best way, because
he would have to move the cable around.
Yeah, it's a real pain in the tuchus. So you don't want to do that. Or you could have the cable. You could still have the router downstairs, but have another wire coming upstairs and have two Wi-Fi access points. But nowadays, there's a new solution a lot of people are using. It's really, really good. And many companies are making these. They call the solution mesh. And in the old days, what we'd have a repeater. So you'd have somewhere before the ripples die out, you'd have another Wi-Fi access point. But this Wi-Fi access point has a simple job, just to take the signal and amplify the ripples so the ripples can go farther, right? But there are problems with that solution. They call that Wi-Fi extender, and it works okay.
What I was looking for.
Well, here's a better way. Here's a new way. I was just going to say mesh is better, but go ahead and ask your question.
So my other question is, if we got a Wi-Fi extender, if I gave it the same SSID and password as the original one.
No, don't do that. So this isn't how it works, and that's going to be very confusing. So with a Wi-Fi extender, if it's designed to be an extender, you won't have to do anything.
Okay.
You just plug it in and you set it up to join the Wi-Fi network, and it won't change the SSID and the password. You don't want to have another kind of independent Wi-Fi access point with the same SSID and password. Sometimes people do that. Okay. It's not ideal. But let me tell you, there is a new system that's better than an extender. This is this mesh system I was talking about. Instead of just taking the signal and passing it along, it's as if another rock was dropped at a new point. And what you have is intersecting ripples all over the house. It works better. It gives you higher speed in the distance parts. The mesh routers work because they have a secondary signal that the data passes along. So they're not merely taking the Wi-Fi and amplifying it. They're actually connected to the internet in a separate channel and then radiating it out. So it's like another rock instead of just amplifying the ripples from the first rock. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So the companies that make these include Eero, E-E-R-O, and Plume. And there's Netflix Orbi, the Netgear Orbi, which is a little bit different, but it's basically the same. The Orbi is the most powerful and the fastest, but it's not really a mesh system. But it does have a secondary signal, and that's what makes it work so well. So I really like the Netgear Orbis. The Eeros are very easy to configure. They use a smart phone and application on the smartphone. I'm going to try a new one from a company called Ubiquiti. It's called the Amplify HD. And it's, Engadget and some others say it's the best of the mesh systems. And I will give you a report back. But if you're in the problem with these mesh systems, and Dad's not going to like this, they're more expensive.
Yeah. We looked into Google Wi-Fi, but he said it was just too expensive.
Yeah, okay. So then what you're going to look for is whoever makes your existing Wi-Fi access point, look for
Linksys.
So Linksys makes extenders. Get a Linksys extender, and it will be smart about communicating with your access point.
Okay. And I just have something to say to all the people who think they might possibly have a virus.
Okay.
Unplug your router so it can't spread to other computers on your network and so it can't be manipulated.
Very smart. You're absolutely right. And as soon as you disconnect from the internet, you can at least, you know, things calm down and figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
That's smart. You don't want it to spread to other computers on your network. Very smart, Cody.
Yeah.
Do you want to work in this business when you get to be an adult?
Yeah, I want to work for Microsoft.
Okay, I'll give them your resume. It sounds like you have a good shot at it. How old are you?
Yeah, I'm really interested. I'm 10. I'm really interested in computer coding. I have 2 Raspberry Pis.
Oh, great. Is your dad a geek or your mom?
No, but my grandpa is. And also, my school started using Raspberry Pis a few weeks ago. Our new computer teacher bought them because they replaced all the Macs with Chromebooks this year, and he considers them just web appliances.
And he wants you to have a real computer. And they're only $35, right? Are you going to learn Python, Cody?
Yeah, we started coding in Minecraft last week.
With Python. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Cody, we're going to call you Cody the Coder.
Okay.
You are great. And I think that that is a great project to start working with Python, which is a very good first programming language, using Minecraft on a Raspberry Pi. I tell parents that would be when you have a smart kid who says, I want a computer, get him a Raspberry Pi. It's only $35. Okay. And good luck with Microsoft.
Thanks.
I'll tell Sachin Adela you're interested.
Okay,
Cody. See you later.
Bye.
Yeah, it's a shame that these mesh routers are so expensive. The Amplify, I think you get a base unit and 2 remote units. It's enough for a 20,000 square foot area. I think that's probably big enough for most houses, except for Mar-a-Lago maybe. But that, I think, is the least expensive, and it's over $300, or it's around anyway, $300. The Eeros, I've used the Eeros, are great. I'm not crazy about the Googles, to be honest with you. I don't think those work as well. And as I said, I've been using the Netgear Orbi. It's because a lot of reviewers said it's the fastest, and I would agree. It's very powerful. It just blasts a signal. All of these mesh solutions are better than a single router or a router plus extender. Much better. And I'll give you a review on the Ubiquiti Amplifies. I'm very excited about those. I think they came already. I just have to set them up. My poor family has to suffer through a new router every few months. But that's the price you pay for being the tech guy. Leo Laborde, the tech guy. More calls right after this.